Probably.
Hey, everybody. What's up your back?
Whoa.
What is up your back?
What's all up your back?
Yeah. What's up, you guys?
It's all show.
Spy vs. Spy, 2008. They said we'd never make it, and they were right.
But now we're back.
Yep.
To let you know, we can really shake a boo.
That's right. Since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Since
shaking a boo.
Since 1 minute ago.
All right.
Well,
off to a magnanimous start.
Welcome to illustrious Tom McHenry Studios.
Auspicious.
Yeah. Welcome to auspicious Hiatus Studios.
Sure.
Anything else I forget? Get all the catchphrases out of the way so I don't have to fucking...
No.
All right?
That's enough.
Okay.
All right.
On with the show.
Cool.
And we're back. It has been the new year, as everyone has noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Phil, hey, Phil, how about starting on the 1st, how about we do a podcast every day for a year?
I don't remember that.
I don't know, me either. Imagine if I did say that. I know what you would say.
But, yeah.
That's what you would have said.
I'd say, fuck you.
So, brief holiday roundup. You went to California.
Uh-huh.
Vacation.
It's great.
You know.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. And, because your wife's family lives there?
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it lives there?
Oh, it was just sweet.
The grandparents? The grandparents live there?
The grandparents live in Seattle, but they came down.
Oh, right. And, you used to live out there?
Yeah.
You sister?
Her sister. Still lives there.
Yeah. We never hear too much about Heather's family.
Just, sister just had a baby Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a third of the size Allison was when she was born. good baby though, you know.
Is that because it was smaller or because Allison was big?
Both.
All right.
That's how I got the third. Yeah, good grub, good wine, good company. The house we're staying in is it's a friggin' mansion. I mean, you know, it's one of those brand new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the brand new housing communities things deals.
Yeah.
So like not a lot of character, but like character just means stuff's fucked up. So
I guess that's kinda true.
Yep. It was really a good time. We rented a Hyundai Elantra, which is the second best mileage car for us. And I was having trouble sleeping the whole time we were there, just because...
Time zone?
Well, I'm not used to sleeping.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, like, I'd sleep for 5 hours and be like, dang, that was a full night.
And you're like, you know? Now I gotta make a sign. Where's a sign for me to make?
Right. So I'd get up well before everyone and get to go roam around a little bit, go drive. Because, like, you know, I'm not using anything for gas because the Elantra is, like, I'm not sure you actually used any of the gas in the tank. But, oh, it was awesome, man. Cruise around.
Go to a 7-Eleven.
Good town. Sacramento's a good town. Yeah, I'm sick. 7-Eleven every day.
Sack. They call it Sack for short.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And we actually lived in Dubsack.
Dubsack.
Yeah.
When we were taking the train down there to San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
we passed through, and the train announcer guy said, everyone out for Sack. Sack. Okay. And he kept saying Sack, and it was funny. Yeah, I don't know. It's somewhat funny. Because it's like, Sacramento is not hard to say.
No.
I know it's a bunch more syllables, but it's like, come on, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to shorten the name of the town.
That's just what you do to be cool.
And plus, when it's your job to be a train announcer and to make sure people get to where they're going, maybe you should say the full name of the town.
Honestly, sir.
You're not getting paid by the syllable. Wait.
In reverse.
In reverse of that, you're not being
docked
paid by for...
You're saving syllables.
Yeah, anyway, it's weird.
Yep.
But, yeah. And I went back to my parents' place up in Merritt, B.C.
Yeah.
In the mountains. And we made a turducken from scratch.
Excellent.
Last year we had a butcher make it all for us. And this year, my brother-in-law went to him and asked him if he would do it again. He said, fuck no.
Really?
I guess he had made a bunch, and he was really busy and he didn't have the time. So he sold us the birds, and we boned them and stuck them all together ourselves. I got a few photos, but it doesn't look like much is the thing. When you make a turducken, it's not it's not so much about what it looks like on the outside.
Mm.
Yeah. So I could show you some photos if you want to see it. But
okay. Much, yeah. Show me now.
And I didn't get very many days off. Well, actually, I did. I got quite a few days off, but they were interrupted by a day of work and stuff, so it was hard to get away from town. But I had a good holiday. Just didn't do a lot. Played a lot of Nintendo and stuff, yeah. And my sister's got two little kids.
Yeah.
And it's great because my brother showed up before me at home, and so the little dude, who's almost two, he was, like, all nuts about my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I showed up, he forgot all about my brother and only wanted to hang out with me because I'm the coolest.
Yeah.
And so I was playing with him, and then I was getting kind of worn out. I don't know how you do it.
What?
I don't know how you have kids.
Yeah.
They're wearing you out. And yeah. But what was good was that we had other family come over. So I had two younger cousins who were, like, 13 and 11. And so little dude is, like, latching on to them. Because they're like me, but smaller. So that's cooler for him. And it was good. It was nice. Like, I got my playtime in, and I was all beat. And then he, like, just went away and harassed them for a long time. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Heather's, I got a cousin. Natalie. She was, 14 or 15. I don't remember. Anyway, when we were there. I mean, she's probably the same age now.
Hmm.
She's had a birthday yet.
No, that's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible. Kind of unlikely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's pretty cool. We actually were into a lot of the same bands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and like we had a lot to talk about. It's kind of funny. We talked a lot about Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your favorite band?
Well, no. Oh. But, yep. It's one of my favorite or celebrity mashups.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got her Fugazi's Red Medicine for Christmas, which is one of my favorite albums or whatever. But then I listened to it again the other night at work, and I hope I didn't get in trouble.
Why is that?
It's kind of sweary. Kind of.
Oh, so what?
Kind of. Yeah.
She doesn't have headphones.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know.
Before she even puts it on, she's like, "Hey, Mom and Dad, let's all sit around and listen to the CD that Phil got me."
Yes.
And then
That's the thing I'm scared of, man.
Yeah. Like when people used to sit around a radio.
Yeah.
And look at it. When people used to sit around a radio, I don't know, I've only ever seen like promotional photos of like, "Here's how you use a radio at home," 1940s. Right. You know? And do you think people used to do that? Do you think people used to, like, sort of sit around and look at it, or sort of look
didn't
at each other?
Didn't the little dial, didn't it,
have a little like LCD screen in it that
spun Well, no, around? But didn't it flicker, with the incoming audio? I mean, that's...
Like a
that's
robot mic?
My impression, yeah.
Just a gentle throb?
Yeah.
Like an Apple computer light?
Do they do that?
They do that. I think it's when they're in sleep mode or something. The little, like, on light sort of dims, but it sort of pulses, and it's very pleasant.
Then yes, like that.
Huh. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Did they do that?
I don't know, I kind of always have to be, like, looking at something. I can't just sort of... I don't think I ever really zone out and just sort of stare off into space while I'm listening to something. I guess I either close my eyes or I look at something, or I'm doing something.
Doing something, yeah, that's... You know, I wish they had radio shows like that still. I mean... People are busy. They can't be looking at shit.
Yeah. So maybe there would be a way for someone to get it off the internet and put it in their ear?
Yeah,
is what you're saying?
I guess. But it's like, you know, like the podcast type format style device is usually like, "So, how did you poop today?" You know?
Right. But what
but you're I saying? I want characters.
Downloads?
Yeah.
I
don't want it all.
I forgot we should give it big hearty hello to all our returning listeners and all of our new listeners.
Wow.
Welcome to Spy vs. Pi, the podcast.
New listeners. That'd be a thing, wouldn't it?
There is a new listener, I found out.
Really? Who?
Ed said he listened to the first one ever. He had never heard your voice before. You know what he said you sounded like? A fucking asshole. No. He said you sounded like Randall from Clerks.
Okay, yeah. I was doing Randall back then.
I think he listened to the most recent show.
Oh, you listened to the most recent one?
No, I don't actually know which one. But I couldn't really...
Listening to the first one ever, I don't know if that's a good idea, but then also listening to the most recent one,
I don't know. I was thinking about making, like, a greatest hits or something like that.
They're both really from the same time frame, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the first one and the most recent one are, you know, that's clumped back, you know, when...
When what? What? You're... Oh, you dropped out. What?
Big vacation.
You just dropped out there for a second.
Big vacation we had.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. That was the old days. This is the new days. This is the... What do we want to call it?
January.
Age of Apocalypse.
December 7th was the last one, dude.
Do you want this to be the alternate universe Spy versus Spy podcast?
Could you just
ultimate line?
Put this up as December 8th? Could you just...
Who said it wasn't?
Yeah, edit the date stamp.
Yeah, all that stuff we said about what happened over Christmas, that was just what
predictions.
What we might want to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think maybe I will get a pony. See? Who knows?
I bought Tina's Ink and Knuckle. I bought them Persepolis, the book.
Oh, yes. That's a very, very popular book right now.
It's quite good, yes.
I read the first one when it came out. And
I read them both at the library at a time.
Yeah,
neither of them.
It's not bad. But you know what would make those books really good?
Hmm.
That she could draw.
Come on now.
No.
I don't think so. I disagree.
You think even if she was really, really good at, or even moderately good at drawing, you don't think that comic would be even better?
No.
Huh. I don't know. I know it does work with the style and all that, but
yeah,
it's just funny sometimes how, like...
Hey, she draws better than, you know...
Yeah, I do know.
I could name names. You want
yes.
me to name names?
No. Hey, I didn't say she was the worst artist in the world.
Yeah.
But it is funny when, like, comic books become really successful and popular because the stories are good, and that's, you know, that's cool.
Yeah. Whatever happened in the old days when the story didn't matter?
That's right.
It was just like,
and it was
how
just,
many lines there are!
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want lines around the crotch of someone's jeans and on their face. That's all I want to see. And there weren't enough in that book for me, so therefore, be blessed.
Did you see Andrew Foster's, was it Chitara the other day?
Chitara?
Yeah.
Why would I have seen that?
I don't know.
Where would I have seen that?
Drew Chitara.
He didn't mail me his new mini comic yet, so I haven't read it.
She totally had a butthole in the front. Like, what? Just the way he drew it, it just looked like just a sphincter right in the front.
For what?
For pooping.
Well, obviously.
Okay. Damn, right?
No, jeez.
Yeah.
So, but, no, my point, just going back to my point, was that how... it's almost like when a comic has, like, sort of substandard art in it, it's almost like a bonus for it, you know? It's like, this is so good that we're even willing to overlook that the drawings aren't that great, but that's how friggin' good this comic is, you know? Where a comic, you know, is the marriage of images and words, and if both of them are really good, wouldn't that be the best comic in the world?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be what you want to strive for?
No.
No?
I'm leaning toward no, actually.
Hmm.
Now, I mean, I've read a ton of comics.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
100,000 comics.
A metric ton.
Yeah. And, I hear Allison, too. I'll go get her in a minute there. She bit Spencer today, so she had to take a mandatory nap.
Oh.
But,
Mandatory.
I like a story to flow. I like to be able to read the story at the pace that it is while enjoying the comic-iness of it being a comic.
Yeah.
However, when I was a kid, I used to like to just stare at a comic page and figure out all the little crap in the art and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
but
I still like that.
Now, after making comics,
yeah.
I think it's a waste. I think if you want to draw really well, draw really well.
No,
I do not think comics is the place for drawing really well.
Maybe you're right.
I think there's like a level of you know, you can strive for craft and everything and aim for good drawing, but I also think that there's a point where the art can be too much for a comic story.
Yeah, that may be so.
Yeah.
We may have to agree.
To maybe agree,
for
I don't know.
To take your point of view.
Yeah.
And say you might be right about that. No. Yeah.
No.
No, but the other thing is that I have a different outlook and a different bias because I do comics and I like to draw and stuff.
Oh, yeah, so you have a different viewpoint than I do.
Exactly. No, it's all about like who you're making it for, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're just making it to impress other artists, you should be, because you should try to impress me. But no, I mean, you're right. Some people just want to tell a story, and it's all what services the story, and yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just thought some of that book was drawn really roughly.
It's rough.
Some of it totally works, though. Some of it is like a good... Maybe it's that I thought it was inconsistent. And the parts that I thought did look good were...
turned out to not look good.
Sporadic or something. I don't know. That's a good book, though. Read it.
Read
it. No. I didn't read the second one, though.
It's also good.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't make New Year's resolutions because... It's kind of a dumb thing to, like, I don't know, try to...
I don't either.
I don't know. I just think of things that... I'm always thinking about stuff I should do. I don't just wait for New Year's to tell me. But if I did have a New Year's resolution, it would be to read more. So it's my goal to read more.
You know what my New Year's resolution is?
Eat more cheeseburgers.
Same joke every year.
To 1024 by 768.
It's greatest of
show. Oh, you mean I was right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. It's not true, though.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys have New Year's resolutions? If so, give us a call at 1-866-7-SPY.
You know what my real resolution is?
1024
by 1280. Vertically.
Yeah, I know.
That's where it's at.
I don't like that vertical stuff.
Man, you know how easy it is to find wallpapers for such a...
You just make them out of your... Yeah. No, well, all you do is you download whatever picture you want, and you just stretch it out. Just set it to stretch.
I crop it. I can't stand stretch stuff.
Ugh, I know.
But. I've got a little hobby that I've been doing there on the thing, but you know it's a nice little... But first you find it, just... You could look up
are
a little
you,
name.
Are you Iron Manning update?
What? No. Updating? Just look up a name.
Look up a name?
Yeah.
On Google?
Just a regular name on Google Name.
Google Name?
Google.
People.
Google. Regular name on the Google.
What's in, like, just the first name?
No, for a full, regular, just a stock, like a background character kind of a name.
Barrett Michelson.
Barrett is a little out there.
No, you said Barrett Michelson.
I said Barrett Michelson?
No, that's what I said. Hey. It came up. There was two hits. One of them is flapdaddy.com, which I don't think I'm going to. Wait, hold on. Barrett Michelson is a name that I just made up, right?
Okay.
It's just a totally made-up name. That's probably not ever a real name, right?
Right.
I think it's a character in some movie.
Oh.
It's totally a name that a movie guy would make up.
I meant more like Jim Richards and Mark Smith and Mike Marks, you know?
Yeah.
And any regular name like that, but it's a real regular name, and you sort the Google image results by size.
Yeah.
Just for the extra large image. Man. There's always one bit, like, corporate photograph of someone, you know, and it's like 3,000 pixels tall, and you can just see every pore and nose whisker and everything.
Really?
Yeah. So I got a pretty sizable sum of a number of... They're gross. It's fun.
I just looked up Larry Epstein.
Yeah?
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sorted by extra large.
Uh-huh.
Put an extra large here.
Yeah.
Oh, maps.
And if you're lucky...
What if there was one of those for every person in the world?
Yes. They will. Once they're done with Google Street View, they'll be like...
It'll just be, yeah...
Google high-res face.
This is how everyone
live
looked.
Update.
This is how everyone looked this year. Mm-hmm. Generally. Like, no, because really, in the course of 1 year, you're probably not going to change that much. Even if you decided, I'm going to get really super-duper fat, or I'm going to get really super-duper skinny, in a year, right. How much are you going to do? How much are you really going to do in a year?
Yeah.
There's like...
Or just like...
Maybe like...
December 30th, I'm going to fall asleep on the waffle iron.
That's right.
Bang!
But like, maybe like, I don't know what percent, probably a small percent of people are actually going to have a drastic change over the course of 1 year.
True.
So.
False.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Yeah?
Been real, everyone.
Time to hit the short and curlies?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could just call this a check-in. It's Oh. I was about checking.
It's 20 minutes. That's
Is it?
About that.
Well, that's all you get.
Yeah. It's our New Year's resolution for 20-minute shows, everybody.
Oh, wow.
We always say that.
I know, but wouldn't that be awesome if we could manage to swing that 20-minute show every day?
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
It's a business question that no one needs to hear about, but anyway. Okay. Someone was saying to me that I don't listen to your show because I can't really figure out your RSS. I don't get all that. Why isn't it just in iTunes?
Yeah.
And I say, well, you know, you can cut and paste that RSS feed thing into iTunes and just get the thing. But they said, no. How come when you go to the iTunes music store and you look for free podcasts, there is no Spy vs. Pi entry? And I said, because I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that either. Get on that, everyone.
Maybe someone should figure out how to do that. And if we need to do it, then let us know. If not, someone just fucking put that shit up there. I don't know.
That's the thing that was holding us back from success.
Exactly.
And no success was holding us back from updating.
Well, so. how do we know?
Whoever does that, you know?
Yeah.
Whoever does that for us, gets us in iTunes, it's your fault.
Yes.
That we weren't in iTunes before. What took you so long,
exactly.
Whoever's going to do it?
maybe we could find out how we rank. Maybe there's a ranking system. I don't know. I don't really ever use it.
Then we can have people vote for us. Pump the numbers.
Yeah, because we used to ask people to vote for us, and then we ran out of things to vote on.
And the number pumpers.
Yeah.
That was a good Leisure Suit Larry-style math teaching game.
Pumper versus dumper. See? Greatest hits?
Yep.
GoBot. Everyone take a drink. I just said GoBot. Yep. Wait, are we going to... We should make a drinking game one.
Drink. That'd be fun.
Where we just tell people to drink?
Drink now. Drink now.
Yep. Right. Okay, so we will try our New Year's resolution.
Artificial insummation.
I always thought one of the first couple times I heard summation, it was probably like in grade 4.
Yeah.
And the teacher said it, and I thought, that's not how you say that word. But then I learned that it was a word, and then I thought, why is there both? Why is there summation and summarization? Isn't it the same? Summation.
I'm not
just
even
sounds
sure summation is a word.
Some Asian. Dr. Craw?
Dr. Craw.
Doku do a Kura!
Alright. Well, you take it fresh, everyone.
Just like they said in Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job. Bye, Peters. Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
In the newest episode.
No, don't.
Yeah,
really?
No. Yeah. No, they didn't say it like that. No, but someone pointed it out on the message board. And it's the episode where Mr. Estes' girl, Maria, was in the audience for. You can barely see her in it. But anyway, there's a guy who's getting all, like, pissed off in the audience, and he gets up to leave, and Eric's, like, sitting behind him. And he's like, oh, I can't wait any longer. I'm getting out of here. And he goes, bye, penis. And
wow.
It was weird.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sean was freaking out, asking me if I saw that, and I didn't notice it the first time, and he posted a clip somewhere. And yeah, it's crazy. I'm glad that those guys are, I'm glad they're fans of ours.
Yeah, me too.
That's cool.
Did you watch Dark Something last
night? Pirates of Dark Water?
Dark
Crystal.
No. It's a new show.
Dark Man.
It's supposed to be like Dark Shadows. It's like a fake Dark Shadows.
I don't know what that means. Aren't all shadows dark?
It's like it was like a BBC sci-fi show, and then this was like a fake thing.
Is it a cartoon?
No. But it's got Moss from the It Crowd and the guy that replaced Denim, the younger Denim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's in it, too. He's like the star of it. It's sweet.
Is he playing the same character?
No. Oh. Well, yes. But
well, that's. I didn't mean the same character. I mean, is that him? Is that guy?
That's the way he goes.
Okay. Sweet. Whatever happened to that American IT crowd that they were supposed to make?
I don't know.
I wanted to see that.
I don't know. They think they just wrote down the idea, and then they went on strike, and it was like, well, I don't know.
Can't use that idea anymore. Did you see any of the beards of the late night?
Saw photos of beards, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any.
We saw we were watching it that night, and Dave came on, and we were like, whoa, a beard. Oh, well. And then later, we flipped the cone. Yes. I hope there's mustaches. If Stephen Colbert puts on his Geraldo mustache for the whole thing,
that'd be good.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That's been TV Roundup Update, everyone.
But if he thinks of it, he can't do it.
I guess you're right.
He can only think of it at the time.
Yes. That and he suck. Can spontaneously just grow one.
He can't think of any jokes before he goes on.
Oh, shit.
He can't even think about jokes.
No.
Sucks.
But he could just play video and talk over top of it. With some robots.
Sure. All right.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Repeat us.
Oh, well, you don't need to do that in the bonus track.
Repeat us and repeat us.
Fall off a cliff. how does that joke go?
I'm not sure. My drummer used to say it all the time. I just tune him right out.
No, so. Pete and repeat.
Yeah.
Are birds or something? And then
sitting on a fence. Repeatus? I don't know.
Repeatus. That's my favorite. That's G.I. Joe of the day is Repeater.
Oh,
look him up.
I like it.
You like that guy? Yeah. He had a big gun. Isn't that one who had it like...
Tomorrow I got the update. I got the Cobra and the Joe set.
Like a hip knob. Yep. Cobra.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay. See you, Cobrat.